Just like melach is salt, it prepares the meat, the food to be used. Man, take a bus and you can go with it to use it. So too, the yisurim am amareka of abonus shalada. So pasha mashmi the gemara that the purpose of yisurim is lamarek. It's like to cleanse. So the teretz is, Akash Baruch Hu wants. There's certain darkness that Parish Kash Baruch Hu wants. Yisurim shel Ava, the Maral says that after Yisurim, you'll have it'll bring to Ava. After Yisurim, you'll be a miru, it'll cleanse you, and then you'll have a dvekas with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. After Yisurim. In other words, we're talking about somebody who has something that's still pushing him away between, not pushing away, but there's a distance between him and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not in the Maisim, we're talking about something doing mitzvahs, not in the Kodesh. We're talking about mamash dakas with dakas. We're not talking somebody who did a mamash achet. We're talking about maisim. He looked, he didn't find. He looked, little he didn't find. His chomer, he's still involved a little bit in the chomer, and that's a blocking him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have yisurim that you get rid of the chomer, you're suffering. You don't have the chomer. That's makar of a person to brings the kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisurim shel ava, it means the ava that will come on after the yisurim. And that's done. That's not a moral, right? He's trying to say that the yisurim, he'll bring you a love yisurim, lamare, right? And that'll bring mamash to mal yona, and that should be shad, that'll be a kaira sada, that'll bring ava. Yeah. And it's the ava that a kosh borchu ohevo so, maybe yisurim, or the ava that'll come out of him. Not because he loves him, he'll bring the yisurim. The ava will come out of him after the yisurim. That's what he says. Right? Except the Chazal say you have to makabel ba'ava. You have to makabel yisurim ba'ava. If you makabel yisurim ba'ava, you makabel in the proper way. Now you'll get rid of all the distance between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever there was, and that must be vadavik ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he wants to explain it to what is Yaakov Avinu? We said it once in the Shmuz too. Yaakov Avinu, we said before, was like kulutov. Yaakov's darga was really the avodah Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shalva. Yaakov didn't have any ra. In other words, we're saying like this. We're saying the idea of Yisurim Shel Ava means the Ava that comes as a result, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and gives you Yisurim. It's hard to understand that. Because he loves you and gives you Yisurim. So Rashi says, gives me Yisurim Bolam HaZeh, so I get Bolam HaBam. It's not why Rashi Yasir because he loves me. So we're saying the Pshat is no, it's not that he loves me. There it says, the Yisurim will bring to Ava. And once the Yisurim will cleanse the person completely, then it'll be completely Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash shall bring the Ava, the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yaakov Avinu, Betzim, in his darga, the way he should have been, he didn't need, Yaakov could over a Kosh Baruch Hu b'shalva. We said it once before too. He was like Adam HaRishon lifnei hachet, when she went by advice of Yeshiva, he wanted to go out and learn in the makom there. Yaakov was kulatov. He was kulatov. When he's kulatov, he was Yoshev Ali, Yaakov was Yoshev Ali all the time. He had no troubles. When did Yaakov find his troubles? When his first troubles came in? When he got the brachas of Esav. Then all the things troubles started. He got the brachas of Esav, what happened? He got the brachas of Esav right away. As soon as he got the brachas of Esav, Esav wants to kill him. He's got to go away to love him. He's got to go away. He's got to run away from Esav. When he goes there, he's 20 years, he has all those problems. Then he comes after that, he comes back again, then the Parshat with Dina, and then comes Parshat. Everything is misgalgo to Yaakov after he gets the brachas of Esav. So if you remember, when we talked about it, we explained it once, that the idea was Esav had the Tov Ra together. Esav had the Tov Ra together. When Yaakov took over that position to have Tov and Ra together, so then you need to get rid of the Ra. In other words, when you're Kula Tov, so you have, like Adam where we shown, you have the ability to do a Chet as a Mechira, but you're Kula Tov, so you have no problem. The minute it takes...
Yes. I thought that Esav only had the Ra, and then Tov Ra.
No, so we explained it once in the Shmuz, that Esav was not... Akash Baruch Hu, I'll tell you later. Akash Baruch Hu also, Esav had. He had ability. It was difficult, but he had ability. Esav also had a bechira to do it, right? Except he was bechir in that derech. Esav also, to the contrary, Esav's midah, he says, more doming than Yitzchak. We talked about it once before. The whole idea of Esav was the misgaber, but Esav wasn't kulu ra. Even though he's mefarkas la'avodah zorah, one vav latzeis from Imo, but he had within the ability also to do tov. So that was his midah, and he took. Yaakov took over the midah of Esav. As soon as Yaakov takes over the midah of Esav like that, so then, now it's Koyfetz Rogu Shalit. So now your Avodah has to be an Avodah of not of Shalva. Before it could be an Avodah of Shalva, that was your Derek. But now you have a different midah. You can't be an Avodah of Shalva. He goes along to say, he says maybe Kovetz Rogas Shal Yosef Atosefet. There's an additional Rogas coming to you. Something that it's more than what you're supposed to have. It's Yosef, right? It's a Tosefet. It's the Rogas of Yosef, but the word Yosef means that Tosefet, you're getting something more. He goes along and says, and if you're Makabel and Bahava with all these Yisurim, then you have the Kirv of Abba, the Kurdish Baruch. So he says, Be'etzem, I mean, he said he couldn't get over it too. Then look at Yaakov. Yaakov, 22 years, Yosef wasn't there. Chazal said it was 22 years from the time of all of that happened. And it's 22 years. In those 22 years, we don't see that his avodas Hashem was nishtam. But it's Yaakov mamash, the same thing we had like Rabbi Shalovan. He's doing the same. I mean, he's miyush. He's missing Yosef. Yosef, as far as he's concerned, and he can't be Menachem because Yosef is still alive. And still, that's not Marfiyas Avodas Hashem. It's Mamash. That's the Avodah of Yisur. That's the Yisurim Shalava. The person still keeps up. He's Makabel Ba'ava, all the position, and keeps his Avodas Hashem. He does it with him. So he brings down that the Chazal say that the Gimel Avodas Chamuras really are the Avos, the Goliaths that we have. A little different than what I talked about Shmuz. He wants to say the goals that we have are connected to the Aver's Chamurus. He wants to say we have a goals of Babel, we have a goals of Porus and Madai, we have a goals of Yavam, and then we have a goals of the last goals is the goals of Roma. We talk about the goals. So he wants to say the goals of Babel, it said that Nebuchadnezzar made himself an Avodah Zarah. People had bowed down to him. He made himself an Avodah Zarah. So he says, one say the goals of Babel has to do because they own the Avodah Zarah, the Yichat of Avodah Zarah. The goals of Porus and Madai by Mordechai and Esther, it's got to do with Gilui Arayos because it's related to Arayos and related to Hanoah from Aveira. It says the Chazal, they had Hanoah from the Suda of Achashverosh. And we find that in Yinyanim of Hanoah, Bi and Achila, that's all the type and it's all except the Rambam Mamash brings Yisur Bil and Macholos Asuras one next to each other. It's all related to those things. So the chet, the golas of Porus and Madai had to do with the avera of Gilui Arayos. Then he says Yavam Shvichas Damim. I don't want to marich in that, but he wants to say that that's a discussion itself. We got a mamash with Chanukah, but he said the yisod of Chanukah is that the Yavanim were chitzoni. They didn't want to have any pnimis, right? They didn't want to have any pnimis in person. They were very much involved in chitzoni, in physical beauty, and outward. They didn't want to have the pnim. And that's a different discussion for a little bit. But he said, that's what Shvichas Dami. Shvichas Dami means like you shofech the dam and nefesh, you take away the dam, the pnim from the person, he's left only with a chitzoni. That's what Shvichas Dami means. You take away the nefesh from the person, he's left only with the chiyul, with the outward thing. So he says, Yavam has to do with the chitzoni. So he said, and the fourth Roma, he says, the fourth Roma, he says, is all of them put together. And also, he says, he brings from the story that's got to do with Lashon Hara. And he says, it makes very good sense because the greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah, using your mitzvah, Talmud Torah. So if you use your Lashon, in other words, Dibur is really the expression of the height of man. Dibur means the expression of Seichel. It says by the Targum says, when I'm a man, it says, L'ruach v'malala. He gave him a ruach of speaking. Speech is an expression, that's the darga of, we call a person a madaber, right? There's a madaber, he's a special mile of a madaber. So if you use your dibur for divrei Torah, that's the biggest mile. When you use your dibur for ra, that's the biggest kilkel. Lashon Hara is mamish the biggest kilkel that you have. So you say the last goal is really Roma's got to do already with all the averas, but also the averas of number two. So he said, he goes along and says that the three of us, each one was like masaking what works out in a different meter. He wants to say that Avram Avinu, his meter was chesed. So chesed has to do with Gilui Arayos. The Torah calls Gilui Arayos chesed. It's a certain type of way. In other words, he was doing chesed in the right way was connected to Gilui Arayos. Yitzchak was Gevurah, was connected to Avodah Zarah, right? He was Ola Tmima, Kala Hashem, Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov was Shvichas Domim. Why? Because it's a Yaakov Avinu Lomais. Yaakov had anything to do with it because he was kulu mama. There was no chitzonius him. It was only a kulu pnima kulu tov, right? And he says Yaakov Avinu Betzem. He wants to say went through all these three averes. What three averes he go through? He said Lavan was the getter of Avodah Zorah because the Lavan was over Avodah Zorah and he was in such a bind. Dina was a getter of Gila Arayis in his family, and Esav was Shvichas Dami. Right? So his the mice of the Avos, we always said the mice of the Avos was to sort of prepare us to continue on to be able to succeed in doing all the things. Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't enough after he went through all these three stages, and he had a Din Tikkun, but he was still missing. Right, he needed the last golos of Roma, which is the most difficult one, like we once said that Yaakov saw that they're going up on the ladder and there's no Yerida, the most difficult golos. So then Kofetz Alav Rogosho Yosef. He had to have another tsar in order to misakin for us for that golos of the golos of Rebis, the golos we have now. And if he's omit with that golos, that'll give us the koch that we should be omit in the golos. So that was the idea of Kofetz Rogosho Yosef, that he can't do because Sof Kosof he's been misakin for us at Derech. So therefore we have to have it like that. And that was the tsar, that was Yaakov's tikkun. One little thing he talks about, and I see what Besser also talks about, Hunar. So Rashi says he was Misalso Basarasa, right? And he was taking care of himself, right? Hunar. So the Chazal Mashma, the Nar means that in a negative way, right? They look at it in a negative way. He brings a morale that says what the Pshat Nar is. Nar means he didn't think about the Totsos, what will come out of what he's doing, of his mindset. We'll explain that in a minute. And then he brings Rabbeinu Chaya, the Pikabola, the Nar is a Shevach too. So somebody asked me here before, the whole idea of telling the Chalomos and everything that's involved. He's saying that the Pshat is like this, that a Tzaddik, in other words, it says, Rabos Rose Tzaddik, in Kuling Atzalan Hashem, that the Ra is Mitzarev, the Tzaddik, you have to draw out the Tzaddik. In a difficult situation, you draw out the Tzaddik what he is. Yosef saw the Nevuah, saw the Chalom, and he brings this over that says that for Anashim Gdolim, there's no Dvarim B'Telim in the Chalom. Yeah, the father said there's Dvarim B'Telim, but he brings the Zohar, and the Zohar says that for Tzadikim, ain't Marlam Dvarim B'Telim, for Tzadikim don't say. Yosef saw in the Chalom was in the Nevuah. The Chalom was in the Nevuah, that he's going to be a Melech. And the Ramban says it too. The Ramban asks, why did Yosef, when he got to Mitzrayim, let Yaakov know what's happening? While he was in the Derech, let's say he couldn't do it. But when he became a Melech, when he became the ruler of Mitzrayim, let him couldn't send a telegram, couldn't call up, but he could send the Shaliach to let him know, Ani Yosef Amchai. Why does he send him to do it? So Ramban says, you know why Yosef didn't do it? Because he wants Mekayim the Chalomos. The Chalomos were that are all going to come back, and we see the whole Malach of Yosef is in order to get the brothers to bring Binyan, that El Shem Yishtachavet, to Mekayim the Chalomos. Yosef was Asi to be a Melech. That's Yosef. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamid him that way, and he has the Mekayim, but he has to have the Malchus. What we do with the Malchus, in other words, the Malchus is going to be also there, Chavod Hashem. He has to be a Melech. So Yosef wants to do that to him. So he says part of the Sils of Sarosa of Nirei Yafe was also part of his Malchus. Right? The Melech has to be Nirei Yafe, has to be more Elohat. People see it in the wrong way. So Yosef had to show you that no, he had to show me it's because he's doing it because he's a Melech. Therefore, he was Megala the Chaloim to the brothers. And as he's trying to situate a situation, even though that's. So he says, very good, he says, but that's his Anar. Right? Why is he Anar? Because. What's the consequence? In other words, he's trying to explain his Hanukkah, right? In other words, if you comb your hair and purpose a little bit, that's not so good. A Melech has to do it, maybe. He's the one there. In other words, we shouldn't be involved so much into our greatest Olam HaZeh. That's not for our Derech so much. But Yosef is a Melech, Nira, Yafa, Ben Yabriyos, he has to be Mechobit, that's a Din of Melech, so he has to take care of it. But he has to show that he's a Melech, right? So he tells, how's he going to show he's a Melech? He tells him, look, I'm a Melech. How am I a Melech? He does him the Chalomos, right? So now he's showing that I'm not just Stam doing it, Nara, he's in the Salso Basara, so he's doing it because that's the Derech of a Melech. He's trying to show it that way too. But he's saying, in that way, he's a Nar. Why is he that way a Nar? Because what's the Totsos of telling that he's a Melech? Why you can't go by his soul? It's going to bring the negative results. So that Prat, he's not acting, you know, he's a Nar. A Nar does things what he has to do. He doesn't see the consequence is going to be, right? And he doesn't realize when you're older, then you know that if you do this, it's going to be the consequences. When you're younger, whatever I have to do now, I have to do it, right? Either come out negative consequences, and I can't think the consequence. I can't see ahead, right? But so Yosef also, he's trying to explain to us, he's trying to show that he's what he's doing is correct. He's doing correct, right? Through Malchus, by doing it. So he tells him, Amalek, I don't see the consequences. And he also wants to say, he says that his meat is emes. Emes means that emes. I'm doing it because, right, I have the amount of the melon. So that's what he goes on the Arabic days open. That's what he tries to explain to him. And the same thing, even by Potiphar, Potiphar was also, he was on the Beni Zayom, Kisedu, wherever he was a melech. Beis Asurim, he was a melech, he was always considered. By Potiphar, he was a melech. He was always being knowing as a melech there. I was a Nisayon out of it, so he's only Beni Zayom, but he always had to do that, because that Kosh Baruch was Megalatim that way. So that's an explanation.
How was he a melech in jail?
In jail, you saw, he got he was in charge of everything. He was in charge of all the everybody. It didn't take long, and he was always sholeit. He always had the matzav of malchus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's always leading. So that Akosh Baruch Hu was put in the koyches of Bila Melech, the malchus Yisrael, and that the melech of malchus Yisrael is actually to serve Klal Yisrael. There's going to be melech Mashiach Shel Yosef. There's the malchus by Yosef. Melech Yosef at Tzadik, and he's omed, and there's a malchus. Then there's a Mashiach Shel Ben David, right? Then we have, but there's also a getter. There's a there's a malchus of Yosef. So that's what he wants to explain a little bit. We asked him before, why is he telling him the chalomos? I mean, it's like it's the wrong thing to do, which is right in one way. But he's saying, he's telling the chalomos required to describe his actions, what he's doing, misal zosorof, even though the consequences are not so good, but that comes out of consequences. I saw one last thing by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he says real quickly. He says that he gave over Ben Zikunim, it says in the Pasuk, so one explanation, Ben Zikunim, he gave over his Chochma, all his wisdom he gave over to him. So he gave everything he learned in Shem Peyver. We learned in Shem Peyver. So it's really a little late now, but the problem is, when Yaakov had a base medrash, Abraham Avinu, they had their own yeshivas. Don't think that they don't have their yeshivas. I'll show you another time. Yaakov, Abraham set up a whole thousands of people are learning in his yeshivas. He had a yeshiva. He used to teach him. A big yeshiva. Yeah. Avraham Avinu was a big Rosh Hashiva. He had thousands of people. And Yitzchak was a Rosh Hashiva. And Yaakov was a Rosh Hashiva. Right? And Yaakov is a Rosh Hashiva. He's telling him everything he learned in the base medrash shel Shem Peyver. What's wrong with his base medrash? There's two batei medrash. There's a base medrash of Shem Peyver. There's a base medrash of Yaakov. I don't have the time to show it to you now, but the Rambam, you see, Mamash Yeshiva. So Yaakov Kamenetsky just wants to say the difference is Shem ve'Aver. Shem was in the zman of the Dor HaMabul, and Aver was in the Dor HaPalga, where all the chutz were rishayim. Everybody outside were no good. So they had their yeshiva, right? Their yechidei skula. They had their people. So they kept their derech avodas Hashem was to prepare a person that he's able, with having complete outside influence, very negative, to be able to learn in the yeshiva, to be omeid on that, and to have that koach to withstand it. That was yeshiva shel Shem Peyver. When the other yeshivas were, it was a complete, everybody came, because as Avraham was Meir, he gave Megayer Geirim, and he brought people together, and everybody did it. So there was everybody there, but it wasn't that they're there of preparing him to mingle with outside of the Shoyim, because they were all Makabal. When Avraham was there, Makabal, there's the Kosh Baruch Hu, so everybody was there. Here, we're talking about a Dor Rishayim. So he says, that's Yaakov himself, he had to go to Shem Peyver. When he ran away, right, from he was going to Shem Peyver, what do you mean he's going to Shem Peyver? He knows he's going to Lavan, he's going to a place far away, so he's got to go to a Mokom to get a Chizuk that he should be able to handle himself, even in difficult situations, right? That Shem Peyver was a yeshiva, in difficult situations, they're able to keep up with the hand. There were very few, everybody's a Shem, and that was their sheep, and there was a Derech, and their Avod is Hashem, and their Talimah Natar was able to do it. So Yaakov needed that too. Yosef Batsem, but when Yaakov taught Yosef everything learned from Shem Peyver, so the brothers were upset. It looks like he's passing on the Mesoros to Yosef. He learned Shem Peyver and he's passing on. It's like we're like Yishmael, they have a past history. One of the children didn't get it. Yishmael was thrown out. Asa was thrown out. In other words, we see already that there's a Mesoros that's over there. Seems to be one main person. The other ones don't get. Here, Yaakov already is teaching all the theory he learned with Shem Peyver. So that seems to indicate to them, they understand that he's the Iker. The Iker is Yosef, and the other ones, the Mamela, that creates a problem of Kina, of Avodas Hashem, that they want to be also part of Avodas Hashem. But they made a mistake, because Yosef was Asi to have problems. he was going to have problems. I mean, Yaakov didn't know to what extent. In other words, Yaakov was, he directed him, whatever Yosef was asking to have problems, he's going to be mingled, he's going to be in Mitzrayim, he's going to be in a place. So he needs the Derech of Shem Ve'Ever to be in Yeshiva like Shem Ve'Ever. So he taught him the Derech of Shem Ve'Ever, he taught to him, right? That's who he was teaching him. I don't know, he didn't go to Shem Ve'Ever, learning by Yaakov. But Yaakov was giving the Derech that he himself learned in Shem Ve'Ever, so he can prepare to do it. But the brothers weren't aware of that. They thought so, so everybody kind of. So it says, Rabbi Yaakov Kanos just says, in our door, we have a mixture of everything. Right? We have a mixture. We have a door around us that are completely, you know, we have great centers of learning and everything else that, but not far. We always have a lot of people that are not following the right there. So we have to be mechazik there. And our yeshivas, we have to machnis both things, right? We have to machnis that there of being able to withstand ourselves no matter where we are among we have. When you go out of this, the real centers of you need to go and see who you meet all kinds of other situations, right? So we have to find that, and we have to keep putting them both together. We have to put them both together. And that should be our koyach and our yeshivas. So we should have our yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever and yeshiva of Yaakov all together, put them together in the Chazak. Thank you.